Hello, friends. It's been a sad weekend, very sad indeed. We lost a friend, a pet friend, after 13 years. George, our black cat, had been bothered by the demon tumour for quite a while. On Thursday, I looked at him and I decided that he couldn't suffer any further. So I asked Michael if he could take him down to the vets. And although it was late, Michael rang the vet up and he said, yeah, bring him and we'll have a look at him. So they took him down. The vet had a look at him and said, yeah, it's probably the best thing. So Michael brought him back after he'd been put to sleep and we put him in his usual place in his basket till morning. And then Michael came along at 10 o'clock on the Friday morning and buried him. Now they say grown-up men don't cry. Don't you believe it? Come Friday morning, I'd no tears left. After 13 long years, you miss a friend like that. His brother Tiggy, he must be wondering where he's gone. But then cats don't cry, do they? So Tiggy'll just carry on where he left off. Well, this morning, it was such a nice morning that I got Kathleen and Mary to run me out. And we went to Wendover, the garden centre there. I've often been there and I like it. But Kathleen went purposely to buy some soil in a larger pot to pot on a plant. It, as I said, it was a lovely sunny morning and we got there without mishap. Went and had a nice cup of tea and a scone. I looked round the flower beds and the flower places and everything. Enjoyed it. And then we went into the woolen shop, the Scotch woolen shop. I was interested in buying shirts for the summer, but they haven't got the summer shirts range in yet. It'll not be in for another month, so I came away without bothering. And after 3 hours, it was lovely to get out again. And everything went on all right. Well, I wish you all well, and I hope that you're keeping well too. I'm not doing so badly. I'm holding my own. But you can tell, I run short of breath quicker and quicker. The lungs are not getting any better. But at the moment, we're okay, not to worry. And now I'll tell you a joke. There was an American, Australian and an Englishman in a bar having a drink. Suddenly, the American drew out a gun, threw his glass in the air and shot it to pieces. He says, if there's that much money in America, we don't have to drink out the same glass twice. The American put the gun back on the bar. So the Australian looked at him and thought to himself, okay. So he drank his glass, threw it in the air and he picked up the gun and shot his glass to bits. He says, there's that much sand in Australia, which making glass so cheap that we don't have to drink out the same glass twice either. So he put the gun on the bar. The Englishman picked the gun up, but shot the Australian. And the American looked at him with askance. And the Englishman said, well, there's that many of these blokes in England that we never drink with the same one twice. I hope you enjoy. Thanks a lot. Best of luck to everybody. See you again soon.